The Parramatta Eels are rubbishing claims that they never formally tabled an offer to Jarryd Hayne. The Eels say that they sent Hayne's management an offer in the past 48 hours, but they're advised that it wasn't comparable to the other proposals that were on the table. This comes as Hayne confirms a two-year deal worth a reported $1.2 million a year with the Gold Coast Titans. In fact, some predictions have been that it's worth $2.5 million. We don't know yet because there's only a few people who've seen the details on the contract. But there's a lot of argument from Parramatta Eels fans and the rugby league community about whether or not Jarryd Hayne has gone back on his word, because when he left the Parramatta Eels to go and play in the NFL in America, he said he was a lifetime player with the Eels, and if he ever came back to rugby league, it would only be with Parramatta. Well, he could be in Gold Coast colours as soon as this weekend. On the line with his take, Tommy Radonikis, former NRL legend. He's on the line. Tommy, good afternoon.
How you going, Ben? All right?
I'm doing all right, mate. What do you make of this deal, and what do you make of the criticism of Jarryd Hayne?
Well, mate, I suppose when I spoke to you earlier, mate, like, I sort of changed my opinion a bit, mate. Like, he's gone up, he's big-noted when he went over to America to try in the big time, you know, of the gridiron. And then, as you said, and then he said to his fan, well, you know, if I come back, I'm going to Parramatta. Well, he's gone back on his word, hasn't he? So, and when you look at Parramatta, you've got to say, to them, like, the committee, they're just all hopeless. Right, and the board members are left, or they've been sacked, and say they should have been sacked, you know. But the thing is, one thing he is, when you think of this, he's a true pro, isn't he? He's just after the money, he's proven that. He's got no loyalty to Parramatta, and how loyal is he going to be to the Gold Coast?
When he left the Parramatta Eels, he put out a statement. This is when he was going to the San Francisco 49ers, and the Eels put out the statement, but it was from Jarryd Hayne and signed by Jarryd Hayne, and it said, I'm leaving knowing that I've signed a lifetime agreement with the Eels, so if I return to the NRL, it will be to Parramatta.
Oh, well, if he signed something like that now, well, that's the first I've ever heard of that. Well, if he signed something, well, mate, he's gone back on his word. So he's no better than that silver tail bloke over in Manly. What's his name? The halfback.
Daly Cherry Evans.
Daly Cherry. He's no better than him. If he's done that, well, mate, he's reneged on his word.
Having said that, as you point out, Tommy, I mean, it is a basket case, the Parramatta Eels. Let's forget about rugby league and imagine you're a plumber or a chippy for a moment. If you're working for a bloke who has got problems, he's owed money to the tax office and he's got fair trading chasing him and he's all over the shop, and you have someone else come along and say, do you want to work for me? It'd be very tempting to say, I'll go and work for you.
Yeah. I guess so. If you have a look at it that way, I guess, you know, but the thing is, if you give your word, you give your word, don't you? You know, and anyway.
It's a lot of money, Tommy.
Mate, it's a lot of money. Wish I was getting it, buddy.
Great to talk to you, mate. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, uru, uru.
The one, the only Tommy Radonikis. I'd love to know your thoughts on this afternoon. 131-873. I can understand why Jarryd Hayne's done it. And I think the fact that press release was sent out at the time, that may have been done under duress because he was being given an exit pass from Parramatta, allowed to go to America to chase his gridiron dream. And as part of that, they said, look, let's put out a statement. And Jarryd Hayne made the mistake of signing off on it. And it said in the last line, I'm leaving knowing that I've signed a lifetime agreement with the Eels. So if I return to the NRL, it will be to Parramatta. But do things change when the club's caught up in a salary cap scandal? Has the board in court fighting for their jobs and then being stood down? I think it does. And I don't think you can blame Jarryd Hayne. You may have a different view on that. You're welcome to it. 131-873.